Agot Ner Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 168. We're talking now about self-esteem and how stress could sometimes shake our self-esteem, but we need to have a healthy attitude towards what stress is. There's one person that said that the best way to manage stress isn't to reduce or avoid it, but rather to rethink it and even embrace it. We show negative reviews on stress. It's difficult, it's harmful, it's overwhelming, too little to do and too little time, debilitating. And very rarely do you see someone say, ooh, this is a motivating, exciting, necessary for growth. Now, stress has both aspects, as the positive and the negative. But the idea that all stress is bad for us and believing it is a problem, because if we think stress is bad for us, we tend to be less stress resilient and more down about it, more anxious about it, most less likely to find meaning and challenges, to find the meaning and challenge in our lives is hard to find. Now, stress is a part of life. It's an assignment. This is what the Mesillas Yesharim means, that it's an assignment. And we need to utilize it, to regulate it, ask Hashem to help us with it, and to use it as an opportunity for us to grow. The way we handle stress, as everything else, affects our self-esteem. And as William James, which is one of the original psychologists that lived between 1982 and 1910, he had a brother called Henry James, a famous American author. But he said, this William James, that the greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind, our ability to change. And to develop confidence coming from the koyach of the Tzelem Elokim that Hashem placed in you, that can be quite self-assuring, radiating from within you, knowing that you have goodness in you, recognizing it's a gift from Hashem. And this, having a natural, genuine, authentic confidence about the things that you are naturally good at, used the right way, is not arrogance at all. It's the Tzelem Elokim in us that tells us we are all put on this planet with a talent, with an ability. Everyone is good at something. You just need to find it. No one is meant to be good at everything. That's okay. It's not arrogance, for example, when you're on a flight through a scary turbulence, let's say, and the pilot gets on the airways and says, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm giving you an unexpected roller coaster ride here, but don't worry, I'm an experienced pilot, one of Delta's best, or whatever the company was. I know how to deal with this. We'll get through it, and we'll be over it soon. Most likely, sometimes a pilot could be arrogant. They don't believe in God. They think it's their own doing. But it could very likely be, when someone talks this way, that the pilot is not arrogant at all. He's using his confidence to make people feel better, to be reassured by that confidence. That's a very important insight to know. You could have a certain pride in your achievements, in your ability to do things a certain way. Just recognize that they're gifts from Hashem. Remember that feelings always overcomes logic, generally speaking. Sometimes we have to go straight to the logic to override our feelings. Sometimes we have to go straight to our feelings and shift them as well. The idea is to recognize the matana of Hashem. When you feel good about a particular talent, a particular skill, a particular interest, it could be exciting and liberating and wonderful, and you experience this once, to take it with you, to utilize everything properly. Breaking negative beliefs into positive beliefs, breaking negative habits into positive habits. So many people were fired and had bumps in the road in the beginning of their careers. In the non-Jewish world, Elvis Presley, You had the J.K. Rowling's, her first book, Harry Potter, and the Philosopher's Stone was rejected many, many times before it was finally accepted. Einstein was diagnosed with a learning disability and was labeled incapable of being educated. We're not going to go through a list of famous people that had these difficult setbacks early in life. Some people felt this way, bad about themselves. I've always felt insecure, never been confident, shy all my life. Even my family is self-conscious of me. I have trouble passing tests. I'm not good at interviews, and so on. These beliefs cannot actually be true, but if you talk it into yourself, then it'll become part of your problem rather than part of the solution. So it's very important to recognize that we have the ability to overcome difficult things, to develop a healthy self-confidence. And there are aspects of what we have to hold back from doing. One of them is the actual holding back. People that are shy or insecure or nervous or procrastinate, or they're their own worst critic. They are better at relationships than careers and use hiding away to mask a lack of confidence. The one type would hold back, with withdraw. The other type would push forward. They're better at careers than relationships, those aggressive people. And then type three is acting and hiding behind a mask. People who mask themselves, avoiding and hiding their true selves. Whatever category you're in what we just described, we have ability to change. The idea is also our brain is programmed to move us towards pleasure, to stay away from pain. It will avoid pain so that it could find pleasure, and sometimes it avoids pain in unhealthy ways, and we need to know how to work it through so it shouldn't avoid that pain. Since our major need is to be accepted, our greatest fear is to be rejected. Many of us avoid pain in order to avoid those situations where we could feel rejected. We have to learn how to stop fearing rejection. That's one of our avodas. That's one of our opportunities for growth. The idea of what was once linked with pain, to link it with pleasure, you do it as follows. For example, when in pain, you say, I might not succeed. In pleasure, you switch it around and say, I will succeed. Hashem is going to help me succeed. Hashem will give me the tools to succeed. Pain links to this thought that I am a failure or I could fail. And the pleasure is, no, I can't fail. I cannot fail because I can only learn about me and get another step closer to my goals, finding out what I was meant to do. You may say to yourself in the pain mode, I look stupid, or I may look stupid. In the pleasure mode, no one has the power to make me look stupid. In the pain mode, I could feel rejected. In the pleasure mode, no one can reject me unless I allow them to, and I won't do that. In the pain aspects, you say, if I don't make it, I won't be able to cope. The pleasure aspect says I can cope with anything as I move towards my goals. The pain aspect would tell you my work may not be good enough. And the pleasure aspect would tell yourself again and again, I am more than good enough. And then when you say to yourself in the pain mode, I may find out that I have no talent whatsoever. And we counteract that by saying everything that doesn't work out takes me closer to my real talents and my real abilities. One famous person once said that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Which means we need to be accepted, but first we need to accept ourselves. Why? Because Hashem accepts us. Yes, we have a responsibility to behave in better ways, maybe, than we did in the past. But we don't feel inferior without anyone's consent other than our own. We need not be rejected. No one can reject you unless you let them. That is a very important key. You don't allow that mindset to come in. You have to believe that everything is to help you, for your benefit. Here's an interesting story, and we'll end up with this story. One is about a journalist going to interview a holy man, and the journalist cursed out this holy man. And as he's insulting him and as he's criticizing him, the holy man continued to smile, even beam with happiness and contentment. Finally, the journalist said in exasperation, "I don't understand why you are smiling. I just criticized you. I just mocked you." And the holy man replied, "If you would offer me a gift, I don't have to accept it." And the holy man said, "I don't accept your criticism. They belong with you. You can stay with them." So you can apply this to being critical. If you don't let it in and you don't accept it when you don't have to accept the criticism of others. You can leave it with the critic itself. Not letting in criticism and insults is one of the most beneficial aspects of things that you can do to boost your self-esteem. And that is very highly encouraged. Bracha v'atzlacha.